Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, and where are you?
Actually, just getting on I-20 East, just outside of Birmingham, on the loop, coming back from Phoenix, which I just came back from Vegas.
You guys have been on the road for how many hours straight now?
Well, we left Vegas 9 o'clock their time Sunday night, so about 24 hours as of right now.
Now, the season has started out, as usual, with races in Daytona, the Los Angeles area, and then on Sunday in Las Vegas. Have you brought the big rig back to Huntersville between each of those races?
The truck came back from Daytona for one day, and it left Monday night into Tuesday, and it hasn't been home since. So we've had a couple of trucks kind of meet us along the way, and thank God for FedEx, because they've helped out a lot.
I read somewhere last week that it's about maybe 6,000 miles or so in a span of about 16 days. Do you guys keep track?
Oh, yeah. We have to log in all our miles. We have a fellow back at the shop that takes care of all that for us, because we're still DOT compliant, so we're a commercial vehicle, so we have to follow by all DOT laws and everything else. So, all the mileage are written down from state to state, and the whole trip gets recorded.
6,000, does that sound about right?
You're probably right about there. There's probably a few more here or there that we don't want to forget about, but around 6,000.
How you feeling?
Good. I got a co-driver with me, and he's laying down right now, and we've been doing our normal shifts, and we've been, getting out, checking our trucks and getting fuel and grabbing a snack here and there. So I'm ready to go home and see my daughter. But other than that, we're doing good. Joe puts us in nice equipment, so that helps a lot.
That's team owner Joe Gibbs. You say you have a co-driver there who's taking a nap right now. Explain on a trip like this, 24 hours in, how the driving breaks down on a trip like this one.
Well, it's like anything else. You're allowed to drive 11 hours straight and, take a 10-hour break, but sometimes you just can't quite run your shift, so you just do the best you can. But we try to go, run our 5 and 5, and that way you don't get too wore out, and you're not, because some people just can't sleep 10 hours. I can't sleep 10 hours at home, never mind 10 hours in a bouncing truck. So we just run our shifts like we're supposed to and just log them in and go from there.
And there's a sleeper there behind you in the rig?
Yes, sir.
And that's comfortable enough to at least take a nap in, huh?
At least you get a couple hours. Yeah, you stretch out, at least get away from the windshield anyways,
How far can you make it on a tank of diesel?
These trucks can hold 250 gallons. Trucks go about 1,000 miles. We fill up like every other time. Every time we switch out, we just top it off just to be safe. You kind of know your route and where you're going and where the fuel stops are. So the trucks can go about 1,000 miles before we have to fuel up again.
Now, the guys who drive the cars get to fly all over the country. They do just as much traveling, but they're doing it in jets. Do you ever get a little bit envious of those guys and how quickly they get around when you're busy logging 24 and 40 hours on the road?
No, that's what they do. I mean, that's what they get paid for, and this is what Joe hired me to do. So I don't know. Joe's good. I mean, believe it or not, Joe's a great guy to work for. He goes out of his way to help his employees out. Like I say, he's put us in great equipment, and he takes care of us in a lot of ways, and takes care of our families while we're gone and stuff like that. So it balances out. I mean, that's what the drivers do, and this is what I do. And he appreciates it. And JD appreciates it. And that makes a big difference when you got an owner that appreciates what you're doing,
The season is 36 races long, plus an all-star race. That at least is in the Charlotte area here, which is, your guys is considered to be the home track. I'm curious to know, is this the worst part of the schedule? And when the season starts, do you dread all these miles at the beginning of the schedule?
Well, the season starts really January 2nd with the testing in Daytona and everywhere else you go in. So it starts right after when that ball drops, the season has started. So, this was a tough one. This is the first time we've had all these races like this. So, with the test trucks and the guys we have to shop, with extra cars, I'm like, I don't want to keep bragging on Joe, but he has been a blessing to let us do what we need to do. And he just tells us to handle it, just make it happen. And that makes a big difference. Just, you got a guy once again that, but you have free reign on what you got to do, and as long as everything corresponds at the time it needs to, it just takes a lot of load off. So it's nothing we can do to change it. It's there. NASCAR sets the schedule. We just have to make the best of it. So complaining about it ain't gonna fix it. It's how you attack the situation and combat it.
I would imagine those trips to Darlington and Martinsville and Bristol seem pretty short in comparison to these that you're making these days.
Oh, yeah, when we go to Atlanta, it'll be nice. 4 hours, we'll be there, and you kind of like, God, we're here already, So, oh, yeah, you appreciate the one close to home for sure.
And you have to probably get along pretty well with that fella taking a nap behind you, don't you?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We get along good. We compare a lot of notes, and we got a lot of interest together. And oh yeah, you got to have a lot of trust in your partner, and because you're relying heavy on him, and he's relying heavy on you. So it makes a big difference.
Now, Peter, your team has a new driver this year, Kyle Busch. The last couple of years, the team hasn't done so well, and other Joe Gibbs teams have done very well. How different is it this year when you guys are running at the front of the pack and you're doing all these miles? Does it make the miles a little bit easier when you've got a team that is so competitive this year compared to maybe some of the teams in past years that haven't been so competitive?
Oh, yeah, it definitely makes a big difference when you run good. I mean, you know, success carries a lot of momentum. I don't care what sport you're doing or just in life in general. I mean, it definitely helps. But it's you're still logging in miles. You're still doing what you're paid to do. And the cool thing is we ain't changing nothing from last year. We're still doing the same thing, and we got a lot of the same people. And you know, we've got, obviously had color changes and car changes and driver changes, and that's. But for the most part, the main core of the people are still there. That's the neat thing, and so that definitely makes it a lot more. A lot more enjoyable, I guess, a little more bearable. So you just got to take it in stride.
The season wraps up around Thanksgiving time. Do you get all of that time off between Thanksgiving and New Year's to maybe make up for some of the really long weeks like these at the beginning of the season, or are you still a salaried employee at that point?
No, I'm still on the payroll, still working. We like to this winter, we have to get the trucks and trailers painted, all the equipment painted. We build a new toolbox, had to rebuild the crash car, and so we were pretty wide open. Had a couple weeks off, week for Christmas, and then then I could do another week in there. So I've been at Gibbs 12 years, so I get grandfathered in some of my time, so I get to carry some of it over. So some of these few off weekends we get, I can make up for it. So it helps, but no, you don't get to take the whole month off. That's for sure. It's a nonstop business.
I'm curious to know how long you plan on doing something like this. It sounds like it takes a huge commitment of time, and it keeps you away from your family quite a bit, at least during the spring, summer, and fall.
Yeah, it's tough. The wife is very understanding. She's been a trooper since day one, and she understands. You know, I got to make a living, and I do okay. And I got a little girl. She's 2 years old, so she's my inspiration. I got to put food on the table for her and provide for her. So that's why I keep doing it. And of course, I got to work and provide for my family. And actually, Joe's been real good to me the whole time I've been there. So he's been like a big father to me. So I'm pretty loyal to him. And as long as he wants me around, I'm going to keep driving his truck.
And it is a truck. I've met it before on I-77 before. You guys don't exactly travel in camouflage. How do people, as you crisscross the country, respond and see on the interstates? Do they respond to you? And I would imagine there are fans of your driver and some who maybe don't care for your driver, too, also make it known.
Oh, yeah. If you got a controversial driver, you'll hear about it. And you know, everybody voices their opinion. That's why there's 43 drivers every week, so everybody can have somebody different. And but for the most part, I mean, Everybody likes Joe, and he's a popular fella, and Kyle, you know, he's a heck of a driver, and oh yeah, the response is neat, because we're really only one of 50 trucks, and this is only one of one, so we're an unique group of company, but like I say, it's neat. The other truck drivers, you know, they respond to it, because they can relate, and you know, the fans, they can relate, and we're the closest thing to the driver, so it's a love-hate thing, but for the most part, the fans are pretty cool, because they don't get to see the trucks that often, so it's a joy for them too, you know.
Just mostly honking beside you on the road—is that what they do?
Yeah, you get a flashbulb every now and then, or you get a honking or a wave and a flash of the light. So it's there's definitely some response when you pull into a pilot or a truck stop or something. They come over and want to talk to you and just kind of take a picture of the truck. So it's kind of neat. That's the fan base. You know, NASCAR is promoted, and you know, like the fans can relate to it. So it's. No, we're baseball, football. They don't get to see their team because they get on a bus or a plane and they don't see them until the next game. You know, they're just something they can physically, you know, look at or touch or get a picture of, you know.
And finally, Peter, my last question for you is, you guys get to the track on most race weekends on a Thursday. You don't leave until Sunday. You're not driving at that point. What do you do at the track that keeps you busy during those days of the actual, you know, qualifying and the nationwide race and then the cup race on Sunday?
Well, there's a lot to do. I mean, we cook, we help the guys, you know, take care of the garage area. I help on the car. I do the interior work. I help work in the motors. Just kind of put out any little dilemmas that may crop up. Help with the radios, to helping the driver out. I take care of a lot of Kyle's, you know, helmets and his fire suits and things like that, and just make sure he's comfortable. And you know, a lot of guys have different tasks. You know, everyone can do something a little different. They bring a little something different to the table for the team. So, I like to keep busy. And then, of course, someday after he gets in the car, I kind of lay down and just kind of get ready to come home. And we pack up and we head to the next race.
You say you're the cook.
Yes, sir.
You grill a lot, or how do you cook out of a semi?
We carry a grill with us. We got a grill and a microwave, and you just kind of get creative. And my mom was from a big family, so she taught me how to cook for a large group. And you know, you throw chickens and burgers and stews, and you just kind of get creative, and you just do what you got to do. And but yeah, we cook on a team. We go shopping, you know, before the trucks leave, and we have a refrigerator and a trailer, and you just kind of prepare meals, and you just kind of you wing it, you know. You just kind of say use your imagination, you know. But it works out pretty good. You know, the guys, you know, they get hungry. It's a long day at the racetrack.
Peter Jelen, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to your drive, and good luck with all the miles the rest of the season.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. You guys have a good day now.